This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help, His support in all our matters. And we send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is how to make the most of our time. Subhanallah, time is a blessing. Like how life is a blessing, time is a blessing. We have time as long as we have life. And we have life as long as we have time. So we need to ensure that we make the most of our time. And how do we make the most of our time in this world? We need to make it by pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing deeds that can help us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, a day which is lost in our lives will never ever come back. An hour lost in our lives will never come back. A second that just passed will never come back. So we need to really make the most of our time. My brothers and sisters, imagine if you have only $100 for a month, how will you spend that money? Because you have very less money. We need to ensure that every second, every minute, every hour, every day, and the entire life that we are spending, it should be beneficial. It should be conscious that we have to make the most of our time in a way that can help us to succeed in this life and in the hereafter. We need to ensure that we pay attention to what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said in the hadith, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Be aware of five things before you gain five. And one of the things which he said is your free time before you get occupied. My brothers and sisters, time is such a blessing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. Two great blessings about which people are neglectful about: good health and free time. So my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to ensure that we invest our time in a way that can help us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For instance, we need to ensure that we invest our time in a way that is planned, in a way that is organized. We have to ensure that we manage ourselves in such a way that every minute of our life must be invested in doing good deeds. For example, establishing prayer. That's why we have a schedule for the prayer, the five daily prayer. We have a schedule. We have the Ramadan schedule. We have Eid al-Adha, Hajj. There is a schedule. We have, subhanAllah, a religion, a way of life, a system that helps us understand to focus on our time and make the most of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. By the token of time, Allah takes one of the great oaths in the Quran is about time. And we need to ensure that we do not be among the losers. We need to invest our time in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to invest our time by doing good deeds. We need to invest our time by being patient. We need to invest our time by being truthful and advise each other towards that truth. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, one scholar said, wasting time is worse than death, because death separates you from this world. But wasting time separates you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to help us invest our time in good deeds so that inshallah we can gain the best in akhirah as well. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and protection to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of harms and evil. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. We ask Allah Almighty, lastly, to make us among those who will be with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.